Our next performer is another one of our Jack Can't Cook Young Artists Award winners. He hails from Chicagoland. Please welcome from University Park, Illinois, 15-year-old violist Matthew Lipman. Matthew, you've brought one of the great modern pieces written for the viola. While I get back to the piano, tell everybody what we're going to be playing.
We will be performing the first movement of the Walton Viola Concerto.
Thank you.
Our violist was 15-year-old Matthew Lippman from University Park, Illinois, playing the first movement of the Walton Viola Concerto. I think that's probably John Boy's best piece, wouldn't you say?
Of course, yeah.
Very good. It's a really fantastic piece. Oh, it's William Walton. Okay, sorry. William Walton. Really nicely done. I never got to do that before, so really glad had you breaking me in with this piece. Fantastic. It's no wonder you're such a passionate player. Love has been always a motivating factor for you since the beginning of your music career. When did you start music and why?
Well, I started in the fourth grade, but it goes pretty much a long time before that. When I was in kindergarten, I went to a private school that went through eighth grade, and there was an eighth grader there who played trumpet, and I was madly in love with her, and so, of course, I wanted to play trumpet, and so, yeah. And then in third grade, I moved to a public school, and in my district, trumpet wasn't available until fifth grade, but string instruments were available in fourth grade, so I thought, just learn how to read music for a year, But then I was like, okay, so which string instrument to play? But I was in love with another girl who was a year older than me, and she played viola, so I was like, okay, that's the choice.
Glad your heart's in the right place. You really got the right idea about music, Matthew. People ask me, why do you play the piano? It's to impress girls, basically, that's it. It could be a dangerous pattern, though. Just be careful about that.
I will.
You live and learn. Don't make the same mistakes I do. And viola isn't your only love. You and your dad love fast cars.
Oh, yeah.
What's the fastest street legal car these days?
Well, our favorite is the McLaren F1, which goes from 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds, 627 horsepower. Yeah, $1 million, no biggie. Yeah.
What's the top speed?
I think it's about 232, but wow. They just made a new car that goes faster, but I don't like that one, so we don't talk about it.
Which, the Bugatti?
Yeah.
Nah. Who's going to pass you when you're going 232? The one guy that has the Bugatti, What? Your dad is a big fan of the free stuff they give away at the auto shows.
Oh, yeah. We love going to the auto shows. So.
And he likes bargains in general?
Yeah. Well, at the auto show, we were there for like 5 hours, and at every single one of the events, he would pick up a brochure. So by the end, you'd have like armfuls of brochures and throw them away and get home. So, yeah.
What other stuff does he get up to bringing home?
Well, recently, after Christmas, he brought home 2 snowman ornaments after Christmas, even though we're Jewish.
Oh. Matzo ball man.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That works, too.
That works.
Yeah.
And anything else?
Yeah.
Stuff all over the house, probably?
Yeah, he likes to shop at this grocery store, and they sell, old food, whatever. And he found these 10-cent potato chip bags of Clamato potato chips, which are clam and tomato flavored.
Mm.
And, don't want to go near those.
No. Did you ever try it? Did you ever try them?
No.
Sounds like a lovely combination.
Oh, yeah.
You really have no right to criticize the way your dad spends his time. Talk about what you like to do with your extra time.
Absolutely nothing. I love to waste time. It's an avid passion of mine.
Yeah?
So.
Procrastinating or you're just, putting things off that you actually should be doing or just wasting time? You have nothing to do.
Well, I always have something to do. I'm pretty busy. So I guess you could call it procrastination.
Well, playing the viola is sort of a procrastination. Eventually you'll get around to learning a real instrument, right?
Ha, ha, ha.
Actually, you said you actually like viola jokes.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Why?
If you couldn't tell already, I sort of like attention, so it brings more attention to
more
me.
More attention,
so.
Yeah. That's a good attention. Yeah. That's good. Okay, we don't talk about it enough, but procrastination is rampant, even with the overachieving kids at From the Top. But you, Mr. Lippman, you're one of the few kids brave enough to admit it on the air, and to thank you, we've decided to give you your own top 10 list.
It's time for Matthew Lippman's Top 10 Ways to Procrastinate When You Should Be Practicing the Viola.
Number 10.
Floss.
I've been putting that one off myself, actually. Number 9.
Give your dog peanut butter and watch the tongue acrobatics.
Oh, yeah. Got to get it up on the ribbed roof of the mouth.
Yeah.
Peanut butter on the roof. That's a great one. Number 8.
Well, I like to rearrange my bedroom furniture multiple times for, you know, optimum viola acoustics.
Good. Feng shui, never out of place. Number 7.
Contemplate why dear old dad brought home Christmas ornaments for a Jewish family.
Yeah, that's, you can spend a lot of time on that one, I would imagine. Number 6.
I like to visualize going 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds in my McLaren F1.
Good one. Number 5.
Assiduously study a piece of music you will never, ever play. Like the Hummel Trumpet Concerto. Oh.
That would count as a fantasy in your case, Matthew. Number 4.
Fantasize grisly and gruesome deaths for those arrogant violinists.
Number 3.
Watch Regis.
Or watch Regis's triple bypass operation. Number 2.
I like to count the wood grain on the back of my viola.
Ooh. Sick. And Matthew Lipman's number 1 way to procrastinate when you should be practicing the viola?
YouTube.
Yes. Matthew, great having you on the show and being with us and playing so beautifully. Now stop wasting time and get off stage. Matthew Lipman, 15-year-old violist from University Park, Illinois.